That sounded like a winner. It was part of the reason I was doing online about that radio is the TYT stock firmware is not the greatest per se. little more cumbersome, and I happen to have an older MD-380 single band, and programming that thing was a bear compared to even the Hytera or the Motorola that I got.